Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yechiel Spiro. Meseches Bava Kama has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Chaim Weiss, Lizchus Refuah Shleima of Miriam Farcha Bas Esther.
Starting Bava Kama, Daf Ayin Heyam and Aleph. The Gemara on the bottom of Ayin Dalam and Beis, the Gemara brings down a member of Rav, Gufa. Amar Avuna Amar Rav, Moitev Knas Bachach Bo Eidem Potter. But even though we know there's halacha that when someone's Moitev, he's not Mechuyev Knas. If Eidem come into Bezdin, he's Mechuyev Knas. Rav says that if he's Moitev before the Eidem come in, the Eidem can't go and be Mechayev Knas. Since he was already Moitev, he's Potter. And the Eidem that come in afterwards aren't Mechayev Knas. The Gemara is Akasha, Isfir of Chistel or Avuna from a Braisa. Braisa says, Maisa Berm Gamliel, Shasimas Ein Tovi Abdoi. He blinded his Eved Tovi. And Vayisama Simcha Gedoy Lotzula Rabbi Yeshua, Amaloi, Iati Yedea Shetavi Abdoi Yotzul Chayrus. He's very happy, finally he could free Tevi Abdoi. Since Osir Stabzik to be B'Shachar Eved. It's an essay of La'ilu Behem Tavoidu. And now he was very excited that he could be B'Shachar as Eved. Amaloi Loba, Amalaysha Sibisi, Eseino, Amaloi, Emet Varachakum, Shakvar Inoi Eden. Shua told him that it's not going to help even though you were besabes enoi, and there's a knas that if someone's besabes in avdoi, there's a knas in the odin and he has to let him out v'cheirus. But you don't have any edim. In order to be v'chayiv a knas, you need edim. And the Gemara's Badai, call yeshle edim chayiv. It's mashma for the bride so that if he would be able to bring edim, he would be chayiv. And as the Gemara, the chayiv of Gamliel was already moide. He already told Rabbi Yeshua that he did it, so he was already moide. So the Gemara says, Shamidim ino, moide b'knas, v'akach bo edim chayiv. You see from here that even though he was moide, if he would be able to bring edim, if there would be edim that he did it, he would be chayiv. So the Gemara answers, Amalei, shani v'gamliel, deloy b'fnei bezin oidi. That Gamliel wasn't in front of Bezdin. So since the Oidah was not b'fnei Bezdin, so therefore if edim would come into Bezdin, he would be chayiv. The Gemara goes on, the Gemara brings a brisa so that has a little different lashon. The Braisa says, "Amaloi imed v'racha kum shakvar hoydisa." The Rabbi Yeshua told Rabbi Gamliel that you already moide. So the Gemara says, "You see from here that since you already moide, it's mashma. Even if you'd be able to bring edim, you would be potter." The Gemara wants to say that these two Braises, the machlekes gufa will be if moide b'knas v'akach bo edim is chayiv, or it's potter like Rav. And the Gemara says, "No, that the machlekes gufa is what the story was. Was Rabbi Gamliel when he was moide in Bezdin? Was Rabbi Gamliel out of Bezdin?" Everyone agrees that if the Haidah would have been a good Haidah, would have been a dub in Bezdin, the halacha would be that you potter. But the machlekes abraisis is the braisa that holds that you would be chayiv if Edom would come in is because the story of he holds the story of Rabbi Gamliel was shleib if they Bezdin. Now, in the etzav gemara, that the gemara is mechadish, that in order to have the Torah of moide b'knas v'akach v'edim b'oido had to be bezdin, and Truma Sakri, in Siman Aleph, where over there he brings that in order to be potter by moide b'knas v'akach v'edim, yet there's four tnoyim. He brings that the first tnoy he brings is that it has to be the hoido has to be b'fnei baldin, that he has to be moide in front of the baldin, which we'll discuss that soon in the share. And then he brings a second tanai, which is Ar Gemara, that it has to be b'fnei Bezdin. And then he brings a third and a fourth tanai. We'll see later on in the sugya. The third tanai is that it has to be not machas b'susa. If he's moide machas b'susa, then if edim come in the chayiv. And huadin, another tanai, we'll see later on in the Gemara, that he has to be machayiv atzvei b'karim. If there's no chiyiv momen involved in his aidah, then the edim afterwards can be machayiv. So in the second tanai that he brings b'fnei Bezdin, he says he didn't see anyone explain what's the reason for such a halacha. Why would the din of moide b'knas v'akach bo edim need that he has to be moide in front of Bezdin? So he says the only one that he found that speaks about this Gemara is Aramban. Aramban in Ksubis in Sefer Azchus in the Daf Yarif Daf Yudal on the base Tesfa V'man Aleph. And the Aramban explains that in order to have the din of moide b'knas potter, it has to be that your Aidah would have been Mechayiv you if not for the Halacha Moide B'Knas Potter. If this would have been Mamin, the Aidah would be Mechayiv you. If the Aidah is not a good Aidah that can be Mechayiv the person, who I didn't won't Potter him from Knas. And with that, he explains why the Rif doesn't bring down a lot of Vinyanim of Moide B'Knas Potter. Because he says, today we can't be Moide B'Knas. We will never have the Halacha Moide B'Knas Potter. But today we don't have a Bezdin that can be Mechayiv a Knas. And in order to have a din moide, you need to be moide bezdin. And since we don't have a bezdin mumchim bismanazeh, we're not done in knosis bismanazeh. So therefore, every single aidah automatically is aidah shloi bezdin, and aidah shloi bezdin is not aidah that's mechayiv mamin, and therefore it doesn't pata from knas. If you look on the side, on the Afayin Dal of Abayz, the Goyz Agra and Ois Beis also says this halacha. He says, the loy b'tei bezin oidi. He says, v'hu adin ha'idna d'leka bezin mumcha. And who adin today, always, we always have this problem of shloy b'tei bezin. The Rabbanav is coming to argue on a Ravid. The Ravid holds it, is masik on the Rif, why the Rif didn't break down the halachas of Moite B'Knas. And the Ravid seems to hold that there would be a din Moite B'Knas with manazeh. Now, on this pshat, the Truma Sakri asks the following question, that L'chayra, true, if someone goes and just is Moida out of Bezdin, Oida is not a good Oida. But there are other ways to be Moida. You don't need Dafka Bezdin to make Oida. If someone's Moida B'fnei to Aiden, and he says, L'hedya, B'atem Eidai, and it's a serious Oida, that a person can be chayv, these Aiden come into Bezdin, and they're Moida, that he was Moida B'fneiim, before in a lot of places, that the Oida would be a good Oida. So how could the Ramban come along and say that B'zman Azeh, there's no din of Aydah Spaldin. The pater, we don't have the halacha Maida B'Knas pater, because of Shleib Bezdin, you don't need Dafka Bezdin, you could be Maida B'Fnei Edim. So L'chayr, if someone's Maida B'Fnei Edim, and he says Atam Edai, that would have been a good Aydah to be Mechayivim. So therefore, as the Truba Sakri, it's very negated halacha of Maida B'Knas, even Mizman Azeh. The Gemara that says Shleib Reb Gamliel, Shleib Bezdin Hava, could be possibly talking about where he didn't say Atam Edai, or he wasn't B'Fnei Edim. But to come along and say that it's never negeya, the din of Maida B'Knas, and therefore the Rif doesn't bring it down at all, Chaya asks the Truma Sakri, it's very negeya, it's negeya if you Maida B'Fnei Eidim. So the Truma Sakri wants to be Mechadish, the Truma Sakri is Mechadish, a Moira Dike Chiddush. He says that even though we know that Haidah Spaldin is a din of Namonis, he says if you look in the Ktsois, in similar Abadal, Tzifkat and Dalat, he's Meirich to be Machriach, that it has to be that Haidah Spaldin is an Amonis. It can't be like he brings from the Maran Lev that it says Chayvus, that he's being Machayev himself now when he says he owes some, he's being made that he owes some $100, he's Machayev himself $100. He says, if you look in the Ksais there, he brings a lot of Rayas, that it has to be an Amonis. And the Ksais says that Xeris Akosev, that's learnt out in the Parsha of Moedim Mimiktas, the Pasuk says, Ki Huzeh, he brings a Rashi and Kedushin, that's the Makar to the din of Haidah Spaldin, Amonis of Haidah Spaldin. Says the Truma Sakri that when you're Moida B'Fnei Edim, even though the Truma Sakri says that we're not going to be able to come along and say that it's a Eschaivus. He says that, he's looking to say it's Rais, even Shlei B'Fnei Bezdin has to be that it's an Amonis. It's an Amonis, it's Dinei Amonis. But he says it could be that it's still Choluk, the Din of Moida Haidah Spaldin and Bezdin, and if they ate him. Haidah Spaldin and Bezdin, that's no more from the Pasuk of Kiyuzeh, and that Bezdin believes, Bezdin is Maimon, and there's an Amonis in Bezdin, that the person is Be'emes Chayiv Momen. He says, when you made him if they ate him, there's no Gzeres HaKos of Kiyuzeh, and he's not Nemon. There's the reason why Bezdin makes him pay is, because since you told in front of Edim that you're Chayiv, so Bezdin forces you to be Noyeg, I'll pee what you said, even though Bezdin doesn't Dafka believe you that's what happened, and Bezdin doesn't believe you Dafka that you're Chayiv. But he says it's similar to the din that we know Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Di Surah. If someone says that something's Aser, even though we don't believe him, he doesn't have an Amonis, but since you said that it's Aser, you have to be Noyig with the Isser, and Bezdin will force you to do that. So he says, Hu Adin, in the Haidah Spaldin, Shaloi B'Fnei Bezdin, that's the Yisoid of the Halacha. It's not a Halacha of Namonis that Bezdin believes you. This Bezdin forces you to be Noyig, Alpi, how you saying that it was. And if you're saying that Yechai Mamin, so Bezdin forces you to do Alpi Zeh. So says the Truma Sakri that all makes sense when we're discussing a chiyuv of mamon. But when we're discussing a chiyuv of knas, it doesn't make sense for Bezdin to make you be noyig al pi what you're saying. Because even if what you're saying that you be'emes did the avlo, and you emes stole, and you chayiv kefil, but until Bezdin, till Bezdin paskins the halacha, is a by knas is a din of Asher Yeshiyin Alekim, that Bezdin has to be mechayiv you to knas. And if Bezdin doesn't believe you dafka that you stole, and therefore Bezdin can't paskin that you chayiv the knas, so you be'emes not chayiv. So therefore, says the Truma Sakri, that doesn't apply the whole halacha of Haidah chutz the Bezdin by knas. And therefore, says the Truma Sakri, since this Haidah wouldn't have been able to be mechayiv you knas, if not for halacha of Haidah knas pater, so therefore you have the svar of the Ramban that who Adin won't pater you. And therefore the whole Naisa says the Truma Sakri, the whole Naisa Maida B'Knas can only be in Bezdin. Chutz the Bezdin, even though by Mamen you would be Chayiv, such a thing, but by knas it doesn't apply such a idah, and therefore you wouldn't have the din of maida b'knas potter by idah chutz bet. And he says it's a big chiddush, and if someone has a different pshat, he'll be ready to hear. This is how he comes out to say pshat in the Das HaRamban in the din of shloi b'bezdin hava. We'll see later on. We'll see further on that the Ktsoi Sachayshin seems to assume a different pshat in the Gemara. He doesn't explain the pshat, but he seems to assume it's this talacha that you need to have Bezdin, it's a special din of knas. The din of moed b'knas potter needs a special type of aydah, and even though maybe aydah of mammon wouldn't dafka need aydah and bezdin, to have the din of moed b'knas potter, you need to have a bezdin. Now, l'gabei the second tnai that the Trumas Akri brings, he brings it as a tnai rishon, that the halacha is that you need a aydah b'fnei baldin. So the makar of this halacha is from a sugya by Yosef Baba Kama and Simon Daf Kufches of a base. The Gemara over there says, has a suffix, what's the halacha if someone's moida to a shomer? A ganav stole from a shomer, and he's moida to the shomer that he stole. And then when the baldin himself, when the baidam themselves come and tevea him, he's kofer. So the Gemara has a suffix, does that pattern, does a daughter a shomer pater him from the knas? So you see from the Gemara clearly that you need to be moided to the baldin. The Gemara is a suffix if the shomer could be out baldin, but of course if you would be moided to a different person, you would stand be moided, it wouldn't have the din of moided b'knas pot. Now the Ktsais HaChoshen in Simon Pei Aleph, Sifkotan Yud, brings that Tosfos over there on the Kufchesam of Beis, the Ramasul Tovu, is Mavur, that it's not a special halacha made the Beknas Potter. It's a din in every Adah is Baldin. The Gemara's Suffolk Be'etzim is a Suffolk in every Adah is Baldin. Would the Shamer be enough of a Baldin to have a Adah? And if you don't, it's Mavur and Taisis, and if you made a Shleib if they have Baldin, even in Bezdin, the halacha would be that you're not Chayiv. You could say, it's not a good Adah, you didn't mean it, until you made it in front of the Baldin himself, that we're not Machshav with his Adah. But the Ktsais HaChoshen brings that the Shach, it's even Peyal, Sikvat Nun Vav, brings from other Rishonim, from the Mordechai, the Gois Maimonis, that there's no such halacha, that you could be Moed Aydas Baldin, Shlei B'fnei HaTeveya, is yeah, good Aydas Baldin. You don't need Dafka to be in front of the Teveya, as long as you say Atem Eidai to the Eidim, or you're sitting in Bezdin, and you're Moedah, we don't need the Teveya there to have a good Aydas Baldin. And so the Ktsais HaChoshen says, so what's going to be the, how would they learn the Gemara? How are they going to learn the Gemara Daf Kuf Chesem Abayz that seems to be Mavor that you need Aydah B'fnei HaBaldin? Says the Ktsais, they're going to have to learn that it's a new Dinah Knas, that in order to have the Dinah Vaydah B'Knas Potter, that needs to be Dafka in front of the Baldin. And he says, just like we find in Bezdin, that the Halacha is, that in order to have a Dinah Vaydah B'Knas, it's a special Din that you need to have Bezdin, even though all over you don't need Dafka Bezdin for Aydah Baldin, for the Dinah Vaydah B'Knas Potter, you need a Bezdin. Who had in this halacha? Who had in the halacha b'fnei baldin? These rishonim will hold the special halacha made b'knas potter. So we see from this line of the Ktsais that he understood our Gemara not like what we brought from the Ramban, that the Trumas Akri brings from the Ramban. He understood this Gemara was a new chiddush in Aydah baldin that he needs to be b'fnei bezdin, and therefore he's saying who had in the rishonim that the Shach brings will also learn the Gemara on that kufchesam beis also with a new din. There's a new din, whatever reason, and the Gemara holds, and to have made b'knas potter, you need to have. Sai need to have a bezdin, and Sai needs to be b'fnei baldin. Now both the Ktsais HaChoshen and the Trumas Akri, they both ask that l'chayra, this klal that you need b'fnei baldin, akapanim for knas, is neged Ar Gemara. Because it doesn't sound like from Ar Gemara the story of Rabbi Gamliel when he met Rabbi Yeshua that Tavi Abdi was standing there. So why is the Gemara, how is the Gemara before that it could be Aydah Spaldin to pater him from knas? The Gemara is before that the whole reason why the Aydah shouldn't be a good Aydah is only because Shleib Bezdin happened. And if it would be in Bezdin, and one Brisa, the Emes holds it was in Bezdin, the halacha is that it's Nishar Moedah B'Knas. The Gemara should have just said the reason why it's not a good idea is because it wasn't B'Fnei HaBaldin, Tavi Avdi wasn't there. So they both want to answer. The Ktsais and Trumas Akri, they're both Bechamed to say that there's a Shita that holds that even though when you Moedah B'Fnei Eidim, you have to say Atam Eidai, that's Dafko when you want to be Mechayev something. But if someone already was Teifis the Mammon, if the Baal Dovar was already Teifis the Mammon, and now we want to know, should we take away the Mammon or should we not? So then it blibes like a Aydah to Pater, and by Aydah to Pater, then you don't need to say Atam Eidai, and it could work even without that. So therefore, it says the Trumas Akri, it says the Ktsais, that since Tevi Avli was a Tafas, because the Eved is automatically Tafas Ba'atzma, he's holding himself. And since the Eved is Tafas Ba'atzma, and therefore, if we look at it as a Tfisa, and by a Tfisa, just like you don't need to say Atam Eda, it's very possible, you don't need to be the Tnei Baal Dover also, you don't need such a serious Eidah, because it's not an Eidah to be Mechayev Momin, it's Eidah to Patr, because he's holding himself. And I'm just saying that it's taka true that I'm Chayev Knas, and therefore you could stay by yourself. So the Kseis HaChayshim speaks out that this teretz is very good if you understand the Gemara like Tosfos said. It's a problem in Eidos Baldin, Bechlal problem, it's not such a serious Eidos Baldin, if it's not Mefnei HaTeveya. And therefore, it would be very good Svara that if there's a Tfisa here, Tfisa is Eidah to Pato, you don't need such a serious Eidah, and therefore it would be a good Eidah. But if we learn the Gemara like the Kseis and the stance in the other Rishonim, in the Mordechai and the Gaius Maimon, if they're going to have to learn the Gemara means, it's a new din in Moide B'Knas Potter. So it says, Xais, what's the difference if he's toughest or not toughest? It's a new din in Moide B'Knas Potter that needs to be with Nei Baal Din. And therefore, the Xais remains by a question on these Rishonim, how would they learn Pshat and Ergamara? L'chayra, Ergamara Pashtis is talking about Shleib at Nei Baal Din, and Apel Pekain, it's before that it's did a Moide B'Knas Potter. The Rajba brings from Ar Gemara, he says that you see from Ar Gemara that Tfisa doesn't work by Knas. Koldman Edim didn't come to Bezdin, the Baal Dover himself can't just be Tefis. And he says because the Eved, Tevi Abdi, was Tafis Ba'atzmoy. And Afal Pikein, it's warned the Gemara that the Tfisa didn't work. As long as Edim didn't come, he wouldn't go out free, he wouldn't be B'shocher. And the Rajba says it seems that the Chiyuv would only come after the Edim would come. Kolzman, the Edim don't come. A Chiyuv Knas is only Chal with the Edim. And therefore, he's not Chayiv Be'emes. He's Taka, not, doesn't have a din to become a Shukr before. And therefore, the Tfisa doesn't work. And the Rajva asks that L'chayot negative Gemara before, the Gemara before in that Fayin Gimel and Beis is Bavur, that if Ha'odain is Mapal the Shein of his Eved, and he blinds the eye of his Eved, so the halacha is that if Edim come in and they say, that he did that, the Eved goes free because of the Shein, and then he has to go and pay the Mei Chavala for the Ayin. Ask the Rajba, if the Chiv Knas is only Chal B'Shas when the Edom come, so it comes out that he only became a Shukr later on. He came a Shukr only after he was Chayvel in his Ayin. And therefore, he was Chayvel in the Ayin of his Eved. You're not Mechiv to pay money if you're Chayvel in the Ayin of your Eved. So ask the Rajba, it seems from that Gemara that he's Chayv right away, right when he was mappled to Shane, he should go out, and therefore Tfisa should work. So Rajba says a very big Yisoid, in the lumbus of how the Chi of Knas works, he says that true, that Avada, the Knas is only Chal B'Shas when the Edom come. But once the Edom come, it's not Chal from now Mikan al-Abba, it's Chal L'Mafreya. Once the Edom come into Bezdin, and Bezdin paskins that he's Chayiv Knas, it comes out that he's already Mechuyev from the time that he was Mechuyev the Knas, that he did the Maisa that was Mechayev in the Knas. And therefore, once the Edom came in, and they say that he becomes Meshukher al Sashayn, he already becomes Meshukher from the time that he was Mapul Hashayn. And therefore, he's going to be Chayev to pay the Mechavala of the Ayin. And the Rajma goes on, and he says that you see from here, not only is it no Chiyev to be Meshachrim, there's no Chiyev even lots of Deishamayim. It seems from the Gemara that Rabbi Gamliel wanted to be Meshachrim. So you see, obviously, that Kolzman Edom don't come, there's no Chiv in Matzah Dei Shemayim, and he brings it to Yushalmi. And Yushalmi says this Chiddush also, that the Chiv Matzah Dei Shemayim is only after Edom and Bezdin. There's no Chiv Bechlal until Bezdin's Mechayiv. And there's a Tosfos in Ksubas, Lama Gimel and Beis, the Ramaschal Lav. The Tosfos over there says that even though we know that in Kamlai B'Midrav Minei, Bezdin can't be Mechayiv, but you're still Mechayiv is the Chiv Matzah Dei Shemayim. Says Tosfos, that's only by Mammon. By Knas, there's no such halacha. But by Knas, the only Chiyuv that you can have is only a Chiyuv of Bezdin. There's no such thing as having a Chiyuv of Latzei Shemayim. It says in the Pasuk, Asher Yashiyun Alikim, that Bezdin has to be Mechayiv you. And the Rishash on that Tosfos, yes, where does Tosfos know this from? Maybe the din that you need at Bezdin Dafka is only for a Chiyuv B'dei Adam. Who said for a Chiyuv Latzei Shemayim, also you need Bezdin? So the Rishash says the Makar is from Ar Gemara. Not the same Makar, it's really the Rashi of brings this Raya, the Yushalmi. He says the Makar is from Ar Gemara, from Tavi Avdi, that you see that Kolzman Bezdin wasn't Mechayiv, and Rav Gamliel wasn't Mechayiv, lots of Tzadei Shemayim. There's a very yisaidistic machlokes, k'tzeis and nesivus, in the lomnis of how we look at moed b'knas potter. K'tzeis achayshev in simin shin nun, sepkat and beiz, is machadish, a very machudish tikadin. He says that if someone goes into a bezdin and he's moed b'knas, so halacha is he's potter, right? We pass him even bo'o eidim achakach, halacha is that he's potter. He says, what happens if this same teveya comes into a different bezdin? And he brings an Edim, and he brings Edim in a different bezin that this person's chayiv before the person gets a chance to be moide. So says the Ksois that he's chayiv. The din of moide b'knas potter is only in the bezin where he was moide. In a different bezin, says the Ksois, he could be chayiv. And it's before in the Ksois l'chayir that he holds that moide b'knas doesn't make you potter legami, that you now become potter. It's just a din that once you're moide in this bezin, you came and you were mashiach yourself, and you came and said you're chayiv knas. So that bezin can't be mechayiv you anymore, the knas. But not that you be'emes become begamri potter. You see the ksois holds, if you go into a different bezin will still be mechayiv you. And the sivis, over there in Simon Shenun and Sifkatan Aleph, is choylik. He says it's not true. He learns the other way. He seeks to hold that once you have the didam by the potter, once the idas badin patters you, it means you're in gansin potter. You're not chayiv b'chlal. And he says that there's a chayyur, a very, very strong raya from our sugya to this. He says that the Gemara comes along and the Gemara says that the reason why Rav Gamliel is potter is b'staydo is shleivit they bezin. Which the Gemara means to say is that even if Edom come into a bezin, since Rav Gamliel's first haydo was shleivit they bezin, the Edom could be mechayiv. It's mashma, says the Nesivis. If, let's say, Rav Gamliel's Aida would have been a good Aida, even though the Edom are not coming, they're coming to a new Bezdin. We're not talking about that it's in front of the same Bezdin that Rav Gamliel is moided to. If Rav Yeshua would have it in Bezdin, and now new Edom would go into a different Bezdin, it's very clear in the Gemara that the man, the Amr, holds moided to Knas, Akak, Bo Edom Potter, he would be Potter. So, as the Nesivis, this Gemara is a clear Raya, not like Tzois. And it's Mukhrach to say that once you moide, you become Legamri Potter. It's not that you just this bezik can't be mechayiv you like the svar of the ktsais. There's a big shaila in the achrayim, a very sadistic in the kuda, that we know the halacha of moide b'knas v'akach bo edim potter. The halacha is that even though edim will come again, since you're already moide, you become potter. You potter. The shaila is, what happens if you don't become potter? Certain cases that you don't become potter. Is that Aydah, would that Aydah be able to be mechayiv you? Or no, or does it second halacha? The same way there's the man that holds moide b'knas v'achach bo edim chayiv. He holds that just because you're moide b'knas, we're not mechayiv you al-pi your Aydah. But if edim come in afterwards, it's chayiv. So do we say that this Aydah that shaloi b'nei bezdin, HaKaponim will have that din? The inachanami, if Edom come in afterwards, you didn't become potter with your Haidah. And if Edom come in afterwards, you'll be chayiv. But if the Haidah itself, still, we're not going to be mechayiv, you'll be that Haidah. That's the Shailot Achrenim discuss. So the Sma and the Shach and Simon Aleph, the Sma and Sivkotun Yudches, and the Shach and Sivkotun Tezayin, they both discuss what's the halacha with Tfisa. Halacha is that even though Bezdim is man azez, not mechayiv knas, they're not going to execute any dine knosis. But if Edom walk into a bezin and the mevar to Edom that this person is be'emes chayiv knas, halacha is that if the person goes into typhus, if the person that you're mechayiv knas to is typhus, bezin won't take it away from him. Now that's pashut that if no Edom came at the bezin, someone just goes along into typhus and he says that person's chayiv knas, we take it away from him like any time. You can't just be typhus as long as you're typhus with the Edom and we know that you were typhus, we're going to take away the moment from you. You can't just be typhus with a claim without any Edom. So the Shach and the Sma discuss, what's the halacha if the person was moideh? He's moideh and bezdin. And we know that, we said before, that Aydah, Bizman HaZeh, does not pat you from knas. We look at it as Aydah, Shalei B'nei Bezdin, since Bizman HaZeh, we don't have a bezdin mumchen. So the Shach and the Sma discuss, what's the halacha, could he now go be taifis? And they both seem to say that yes, since he was moideh, he doesn't become potter, so bezdin knows of the story, and therefore you could go and pay, you could go and be taifis, and bezin won't take away the tfisa from the person. So the ktsais in Simon Aleph over there, he asks from our Gemara that we already established from the Rashba that tevi apte is tafus. Our evidence automatically tafus ba'atzvoi. And Aval Pekin, it's before that the halacha is that you need to have Edim. The Gemara is before that even though Hadash Levi, if they best, doesn't patter him, you still need to have Edim to come in. Ask the Tzeis, why do you need Edim for? You're telling me that Tfisa could work as long as the person is Maida, Tfisa works, as long as it doesn't patter. So says the Tzeis, is Mukha from this Gemara, that even though Hadash Levi Besin doesn't patter, but it still has the Maila of Aida B'Knas, that we can't be Machai Val Pi Aida. There's a din of Maida B'Knas, the second halacha Maida B'Knas, that even if the Knas, the Aida doesn't patter you, but it's still a halacha that the Aida, we can't go and be Machai Val Pi such Aida. So Bezin has to dan, there's no Aida over here. And therefore Bezin has no clue that he's Chai of Knas at all. And therefore, until Edom will come in, Bezin's going to take away the Tfisa from the person. And the Ksei says that it's that the Shach himself in Hilchas Avadim in Yeridei and Simrei Shamach Zayin Sifkatan and Beis asks the same question on the Lavush. He says that the Lavush says the Halacha that the Shach of the Sma say in Simen Aleph Achish Mishpat, and the Shach himself comes and says it's Negative Gemara. So he's Betam on the Shach. He seems to be Shachach Devrei Atzmai Ayin in the Goyis Baruch Tam that he wants to be Mechalek, and maybe the Shach of Simen Aleph is talking about a Tfisa Shleibif Nei Edim where there's a Migu Ayin Shom. But upon him, so that's what the Ksei says is Machriach from Argamara, a new Yisayim, that even though Haidah Shleib Nebesim doesn't patter, doesn't have the Milo of Haidah Beknas to patter, but it still has the Dira Maida Beknas that you can't be Machayev al Pi or Haidah. So the Ktsais wants to maybe be Madcha to Raya from Argamara. He wants to say that maybe the reason why over here Bezim wants to Makabal as Haidah is because over here the Haidah was Chav La Achirim. So over here there was a Chav because he's coming along and he's saying that Tavi Abdi goes out to become a Ben Chayrin. So even though we hold that becoming a Ben Chayrin is a Schos, but says the Ksais is a Chayiv for all the Shvachas. All the Shvachas till now were Mutter in this Eved. And now, when you're being Meshachar the Eved, now they become Aser. He's now a Ben Chayrin, and then now a Shivcha can't get married to Ben Chayrin. So it's a Chav for the Shivcha, and therefore it's a Das, Baldeh, Bebakosh, a Chav, La Chayrin. And therefore he's not Neman. Not because of the problem of Maida Beknas. The Nesivis, over there in Siman Aleph, it's Sifkatan Hey, he says he's Chaylik, he says he can't be. He says if this Aida would be Aida, but Makom Shechav Achayim, and you wouldn't be Neman in your Aida, so then it wouldn't patter you from Knas either. The Gemara is before that if it would have been Mebez, then it would have patted from Knas. And the Sivis Shita is that Aida, in order to patter from Knas, has to be Aida that would have been Chayim Mamin. It's like we brought earlier on in the Shir from the Ramban, that the Ramban says in Ksubis that in order to patter, you need to have Aida that would be Mechayim. So therefore says the Nesivis that we can't possibly learn this Gemara we can't possibly look at this Haidah as a Chav La'achir. Like Tzayis brings another Raya that has to be, that there's a second halacha here, that Maida B'Knas, chutz from the Etzem halacha that it patches you, also is not Neman. And he says that the Gemara B'Metzia, that Gimel Mabez, when the Gemara is discussing over there the Shvur Reb Chia, the Gemara wants to make a Kal V'Chomer from the din of Maidim and Mikzas, and who had din of Edim coming on Mikzas, you also chayiv a shvua. And the Gemara says different kulas and chumras that you have an Aidas Baldin over Edim and Edim over Aidas Baldin. And one of the chumras that the Gemara says is that Edim could be Machayev Knas, Mashekim Piv can't be Machayev Knas. Says the Ktsayis, it's a chayro, the fact that Piv is Pati, there's a din of Maidim and Knas Pater, is not nothing to do with the Sugi over there. The Sugi over there is discussing how strong is the Namanis of Aidas Baldin and how strong is the Namanis of Edus. Just because Aidas Baldin patters you, that wouldn't be a svar b'chlal to explain why one would be more chamer than the other, l'gabi that nekuda. Therefore, says the Ktsayis behechrich, it's before in the Gemara, that the Aidas Baldin is not only does it patter you, but it's also not Neman. And therefore, even in the cases where you wouldn't become patter al Aidas Baldin, al Maida B'Knas, you still, Bezer, wouldn't believe what you're saying. Mechazanish, in Simen Yud Ches, in Baba Kama, Oizayin, he says that the Gemara brings the two psukim. The Gemara says, "Himatzi temotze b'dayon and prat l'marshias atzmoi," and the Gemara brings another pasuk of Asher Yashion, and the Gemara says that these two psukim is for two different cases. One is talking about the etzem alacha ma'ida b'knas potter, and one's coming to tell you that ma'ida b'knas akach bo edim is potter. So it says the Chazon Ish, these are two separate alachas. One, the alacha ma'ida b'knas potter is that we're not mechayiv you al pi or aida. Like the man that holds Maidim Knas of Akakbo, Edim is Chayiv. So the whole halacha is that you don't become potter, just holds man that Edim don't come in, you're still not Chayiv, your Aida is not enough to be Mechayiv. And the halacha of Maidim Knas of Akakbo, Edim is halacha that Aida patters you.
So ask the Chazanish that once we have the second halacha, it's totally unnecessary, the first halacha. Where's ever to get a first halacha that Maida Beknas is not chayiv? You're potter anyhow. So what's in the gear these two halachas? So he says, even though if we would only have written one, we would only know the first halacha that you're not chayiv, you wouldn't know that you become potter. But still, he says it's a little interesting that the Torah should give a whole din that's never negeah. Comes out the Torah gave a whole din that's not negeah. So says the Chazon Ish that no, the first din's also negeah. It's negeah in cases where you don't become potter, like we have Shloi Bebez din. He says other cases, we'll see later on, Machas Bisusa the Eidim, different cases where the halacha is that the Maidav Knas doesn't pat you, you still have the first din that Maidav Knas is not an idah, is not an amonis to be mechayiv. So we had a shayla in the Achrayim whether or not there's a din by Maida Beknas Shalei B'Tnei Bezdin. Does that Haidah still, does Bezdin still believe this Haidah to be Mechayiv? Or do we say, even though it doesn't patter, but a kaparim, we don't believe you? The Ksais brought a raya from our Gemara that Rav Gamliel Chayra, there was a Tfisa here. Why would the Tfisa work? If Haidah is Neman, even though it doesn't patter you, then why would the Tfisa not work? The Ksais wanted to be Madchad a raya. And then we just said over from the Chazon Ish that Taka, there's two psukim, there's two separate halachas that are kayim lemaisa. There's two separate halachas. One din haidah is not nemon, and that's always there. Haidah's baldin is not a nemonis legabe knas. Like the Ksais put a rai from the Gemara Bamtsiya daf gimel beis that haidah's baldin is not something that you could use as a nemonis on knas. And then there's a separate halacha that the man the Amar that holds moedim knas bachkach baoedim potter has a separate din that moedim knas patters you. And like the Chazon Ish said, that there's nafkaminas in some cases where this din will be negeh and that din won't be negeh. The Gemara goes on, Amar Rav Amnuna, Mistaber Milsa de Rav, Ba'oimer Ganafti, Uvo Edim Shagonaf. Then the halacha is, then you're potter. So he chayiv atzav a karen, because he sits with his aydah, even though he's potter on the kefil, but on the karen he's chayiv. Avo Amar Loi Ganafti, Uvo Edim Shagonaf. He said he didn't steal, and Edom came in and said that he stole. Because of Amar Tavachti Mecharti, you bow Edom Shatavach Omachar Chayiv. Shari Potter Atzve Klum. Since his Aydah was only Aydah on the Tficha Mechira, and over there he wasn't Mechayiv himself any money, so then you don't have the halacha of Maida Beknas Akach bow Edom Potter. And Rashi explains Kloimar Shain Zay Aydah Shain Ibala Hashav Klum by Aydah. So he's not the whole din of Maida Beknas Potter. Is that his person's coming to give back with his Aydah? So we're not Mechayiv him. But over here says Rashi, he's not bringing anything back. And therefore he doesn't have the Torah of Maida Beknas. In order to have the Torah of Maida Beknas, it has to be that you're coming to give something back. So Bishleim by Geneva, when you Maida on Geneva, so you're giving back a Kapan and Mekaren. But in a case where it's only Knas, and he knows that Maida Beknas is Potter, he's not coming to give anything back. Look in the Meiri sounds like he has a little different Nusach to explain the din of Rav Nuna. He says that we assume if he's being made there only on a knas, we assume that the reason why he's made is because he knows his Edom. He knows that Edom might be coming into Bezit tomorrow, and he's trying to pater himself. If he's being mechayiv himself mamin, so he wouldn't go and be mechayiv himself mamin to do that. But if he's just coming to pater himself, we assume that the reason why he did it was machas bisusa de Edom. So Rav Chanan asks, he asks on Rashi, L'chayra who I did on the Meiri, the Kasha Shver, that L'chayra, if this is a Svara, it's just a Svara thing that he's not trying to be Maida, so then L'chayra, in the case of Rav Gamliel, where we see clearly Rav Gamliel was very happy, he wanted to be Meshachar as Eved. He was trying to be Meshachar as Eved. And he was Samach Simcha G'dayla, L'chayra Obadir, that Maida B'Knas should pat to you. And what does the Gemara say? The Gemara is before that the Rav Gamliel's case wouldn't be Nichol on the din of Rav. That the Gemara says, "Kapachinu l'sabi de beirav." Like Rashi explains that the Gemara's kasha from Gamliel, the fear of Amnuna, is not a good sushdal to Rav's din, because Rav's din is talking about a case of gneva, where you mechayiv atzav v'keren. Mashikim Gamliel is talking about a case where you're pattering yourself in begamri. So says Rav Chanan, "Kavet shurim oisamach beis." The lechayro, if these are the svaras, if this is svara, the person is not trying to be meider. Gamliel was trying to be meider. Tzarech in. The Mishnah Melech in Perek Gimel Alacha Ches and Hilchos Geneva asks the big kasha on this member of Rav Nuna. This member of Rav Nuna, Rav Yechon says it sounds like that's a maskana of our Gemara. He asks that the Chayyar is negative sugyan Shuas Daf Lamed Gimel. Gemara in Shuas Daf Lamed Gimel has a suffix. What's the halacha by Shuas Eidus when you mashpia eidei knas. The halacha of shuas eidus is that a baal din could come along and he could be tevea people to come say eidus for him. If they know eidus for him, he says, come say eidus for him. And if those people come and they're koifer, and they say, I don't know eidus for you, if there's something that they could have said eidus in to help him with the need of a mamin, the halacha is a mechuyev to bring a carbon shvua. Mechuyev to bring a carbon. So the Gemara has a suffix. What's the halacha if someone comes and he asks them to come be made for a knas? The Gemara says that it's tol. If you hold like Alibud or Blazer Reb Shimon, then that holds that Moedib Knasif Akachbo Edim is Chayiv. Gemara is assuming over here like Shmuel that it's tolling the Machlekes Tanoim. So the Gemara says that it's Poshet, that you Chayiv a Karbon Shvuah. Since there's no way for him to patter himself, it's just like any other moment. Gemara says the subject is if you hold Moedib Knasif Akachbo Edim is Potter. Now could the Edim say that no, that since the person could go and be moide, he could come and run into Bez and be moide, therefore, we don't look at it like we were mafsid you mamin by not being made for you, because anyhow, it could have been that he would have patted himself by it with the Aido. So the Mishnah Melech asks that Lefira Amnuna, this is not the Lefira Amnuna, it's not the Halacha, even the Rabbanon that hold Moide B'Knas, V'Akavay, and the Pater, is Dafkos, as far Dafka by Gneva, and the Gemara, over here in Dafama, given on Shur, Gemara brings down Chatinezik, Karen of Chatinezik, which is a knas, the Gemara brings Oynes and Mefata, different things, which is also not Mechayev Atzvim B'Momen. So the Mishnah Melech wants to say that the Etzim Gemara is not so shver. You could say that the Gemara is going like Shmuel. So therefore, since we see any other Gemara is going like Shmuel, so therefore, Lav Dafka the Gemara has to hold over Rav Nuna's Halacha. So Shar Melech, in Hilchos Avodim Perek, Hey Halacha Yitain, that speaks out that doesn't see any reason why we should say that Shmuel argues on Rav Nuno. Shmuel is just the other man, the Omer, that holds not like Rav. Shmuel agrees that there's a Tana that holds like Rav, that there are Rabbanon in the Braisa, that Achelik Rav Leizer Rav Shimon hold like Rav. He could also agree to Rav Nuno's Klal. He says what the Shar Melech, what the Mishnah Melech should have said is that he holds like Rav Huna. The Gemara is aware that Rav Huna argues on the whole Halacha of Rav Nuno. He was Makabal the Kasha of Rav Chista and Rav from the Maisa of Rav Gamliel of Shima as Ein Tavi Abdoi. So he obviously understood that the member of Rav was even when you not be Mechayev Atzim Karen. So the Shar Melech is Ma'ir that he should have said that the Gemara over there is going like Rav Huna. But the Mishnah Melech goes on and he says that this is very good to answer the Gemara. The question is, how are we going to answer the Rambam? The Rambam, and not the Shavuos, Perek Tes, Halacha Dal, brings the Gemara, Mashpia Eidei Knas, and he paskins that the Halacha is that you potter. The Mashpia Eidei Knas is potter, and he explains, because since the Halacha is when you moide, you potter. So asks the Mishnah Melech, that the Rambam passes like a Rav Nuno. The Rambam brings down the member of Rav Nuno, that the whole din of moide B'Knas, Akach Bo Eidei Potter, is only by Gneva, by Tficha Mechir, you don't have it. So how could the Rambam be Seisim and bring down Halacha that Mashpia Eidei Knas is not Chayav Karban Shvua? The Rambam should have spoken out that Dafka by Mashpia Eidei Knas of Gneva, not by any Knas. Stimas HaRambam, asked the Mishnah Melech, is Mashpia, the Rambam is talking about any case of Knas. So there's a very sadistic teretz, the Pshach and Rabbi Ezri, over there in Pilchas Gneva, Perakim Halacha Ches, brings from Rabbi Yecheskel Borenstein, the Baal Divri Yecheskel. He says that if you look in the Reba Gash in Shavuos, Reba Gash is Mazber, that the Gemara, when the Gemara is Taila, the Suffolk of Mashbi Eidei Knas, the Machlaikis, if Maida Beknas, if Achabo Eidim is Chayiv or Potter, he says the Gemara doesn't mean to say that it's a practical thing, that if practically he could patter himself. The Gemara means to say that if you hold Moedib HaKnas, V'Achach Bo Eidim Chayiv, that means to say that the Chayiv is already Nigmar. So even though we know that you're only Chayiv and Poyol, we spoke about before, you're only Chayiv and Poyol when Bez is Mechayiv you, but the Mechayiv for the Knas is already Nigmar. There's no way that the person could get out of it. And the reason why, if you might him now, you're still going to be Chayiv, is because we look at the Chayiv as it's already Nigmar. We need Bez to activate the Chayiv. You're not chayiv till Bezin actually passes that you're chayiv, but the mechayiv is already nigmar. Says the Rimagash, he understands that until Edom come into Bezin, we don't look at all there's a mechayiv to pay knas. It's the person, and that's the reason why he holds you could become potter afterwards. If the mechayiv would be nigmar, then you wouldn't be able to become potter with Haidah. Haidah is not like a tashlumim, Haidah doesn't just pat you. It has to be that the reason is because we don't look at the mechayiv of the knas as a chiyuv gomer, and therefore the Gemara holds there's a tzad to say that you can't have a din karban shvuah on it, not because practically the person could be moed and get out of it. It's not what the Gemara means. The Gemara means to say is that the lumness of the Mechayev is not enough of a Chiyev to have a Chiyev of Shuas Eidus. And therefore, says the Divrei Yecheskel, even if we hold of Rav Amnuna's halacha, Rav Amnuna comes along with halacha that Maida Beknas, Rakach Bo Eidim is Chayev if you weren't Mechayev self Bekaren. But he says that, look in Rashi, the Svara is because it's not a good Eidah. It's not possible for to make a good idea, because we always say that he's coming to Patra himself. But this, the oneness of the Chiyav Knas is the same, whether it's a Chiyav of Gneva or it's a Chiyav of Tficho Mechira. They're both the same Chiyav Knas, just practically, you'll never be able to make a good idea, which will see that you're coming to be Mesh of something. But the oneness of the Mechayev is still not Nigmar until Besdin comes. And therefore, says the Debbie Yecheskel, that it doesn't make a difference whether or not we hold like Rav Nuna, we don't hold like Rav Nuna. The Svara of the Gemara on Shavuos, and therefore the Rambam that passes the Gemara on Shavuos, is not totally if Bepoyel, the Haidah, will be El Tepati. It's totally in if we hold the Halacha, Maidah B'Knas V'Achba V'Einim Potter. If you hold the Maidah B'Knas V'Achba V'Einim Potter, that means to say that you hold that the Mechayev is not Nigmar until Eidim and Bezek come in, and therefore it doesn't apply to Din of Shavuos Eidus. And therefore there's no steer in the Rambam at all. The Rambam could hold like a Rav Nuna, and he can hold that there's no that Maida B'Knas Akapo Edom is Chayiv, calls by you not point yourself to be Klum. But the reason why he holds it Chayiv is because you didn't make a good Aidah. Not because he holds that the Chayiv Knas is different. And therefore, the Din of Shavuos Eidos is going to still be Potter, even in a case where you're not Mechayiv yourself, the Karen. Now there's a different Mahalach in the Rambam that the Achreinim go. Yamshu Shleima already says, he brings that the Maga Mishnah in Perak Beis, Halacha Zayin, Niske Momin, where the Gemara Rambam discusses the Halacha of Chati Nezek, that's a Knas. It's before over there that he holds it, the Rambam holds it, Moide, if you Moide in that Knas, V'achach Bo Eidim, it's before that he holds it Yechai. Like Rambam Nuna seems to say, it's after by Gneva that you potter, where you Mechayiv yourself Bekaren. And the Yamshu Shleima says that he wasn't Ma'ayin in the Rambam, but the Rambam's before, he brings this Rambam that we were discussing before, that Mashpia Eide Knas, Rambam's Mashpah, you always have the halacha of Moedah B'Knas V'Achach Bo Eidim Potter. And therefore says the Yamshu Shleima that the Rambam that brings down Rav Nuna's halacha, the Rambam holds that it's dafka a special din by Tficho Mechira. Dafka in this Eich HaTimtza, where a person comes along and he's Koyfer in the Geneva, and then Eidim came in, and then he's Moedah Tficho Mechira. Dafka then the Rambam holds that if Eidim come in afterwards, it's Chayiv. In a regular Knas, if someone's Moedah in Chati Nezek, he says his Shor was Mazik, Bekeren, and he's Chayiv Chati Nezek, and then Eidim come in, he's Potter. The Rambam holds a special halacha, dafka, in the case of Geneva and Tficho Mechir. And the Shara Melech also goes with this Mahalach. He brings that the Meiri already brings down such a shita. The Meiri brings down a shita that the halacha of Rav Nuna is dafka svara by Tficho Mechir, not a svara by all knosses. Now the svara to this is, there's different Mahalachim in Achrayim. The Trumas Akri says, he also wants to go with such a Mahalach. He doesn't like it at the end. He says it doesn't go with our Gemara. But he says that he wants to say that maybe Geneva is different. Because by Geneva, you have Momin and you have Knas. And we see that the Momin, he was Kaifering. And he was Maid in the Knas. So we see clearly that his whole Aida in the Knas is just to patter himself. Haraya, he wasn't Maid in the Momin. Mashaiki, when you have something, Chati Nezek of Karen, where it's only Knas, over there, we don't see, maybe he would have been Moedah on Mammon also. We don't see the Hedya that he's Dafka being Moedah because it's Knas and he's trying to pat himself. So therefore we have to assume that he's trying to be Moedah. We could only have Rashi Svarada. Rashi says that he's coming, he's not coming to give anything back. He's just trying to pat himself. That's only if we see the Hedya that in the moment he was Kaifer and then he goes and he's Mechayiv, he's Moedah in the Knas. And the Shaar Melech says a similar Mahalach. Shaar Melech says that we assume that the reason why he was Moedah was out to be Susa the Eidim. Since we see that he tried to be Kaifer L'chatchila and Eidim caught him on the Geneva, so we say that he was scared that Eidim would come in and catch him on the Tficha Mechira also, and that's why he was Moedah, Bisusa the Eidim. So there's different Mahalachim how to explain it. But Kapanim, all the Achrenim say that it's a very nice Mahalach in the Rambam. The Rambam Taka only brings it by Geneva and Tficha Mechira. It doesn't make it a cloud to all over. But they say that it's very Shver from our Gemara. Our Gemara is Mavord, and the Gemara holds. The Gemara says, Amar Rava Kapachti L'Sabed Be Rav. And the Gemara that the Maisa of Rav Gamliel Shasimas in Tavayabli is also telling Rav Amnuna's halacha. And like Rav Amnuna, the halacha over there would be that Yechayim Moedah B'Knas V'Achach Bo Eidim is Chayim, and over there it's talking about just the Knas. So Chayim, you see from the Gemara clearly that's not a special dafkis far in Geneva on Tficho Mechir. So the Shara Melech wants to be miyashav a little bit. The Rambam, he says that the Gemara that says that kapchinu l'sabed be'rav was only that Rav Huna, had he held Rav Nuna's svara, he should have answered Rav Chista's teretz. But l'maisa, the Gemara holds that the Rav Nuna's svara doesn't apply, but only by gnei v'tvicha mechira. And the hechrich of that is because of the brisa later on. That means once the Gemara brings a different brisa, the Gemara is mevor that there is a din of ma'idah b'kas b'achba v'edim potter. The Gemara brings a brisa shekvar edisa in v'rachakum shekvar edisa. Rev Huda didn't know of this brisa, so he should have not held that there was a chilek. But once we have the hechrich to say that there is a din ma'idah b'kas b'achba v'edim by Rav Gamliel, in the case of Rav Gamliel, but it's a mefurish a brisa shekvar edisa, and The Rishonim and Achronim attack on discussion this. How could Be'emes, if you learn not like the Rambam, how would you Be'emes learn this price of Shekvar Adisa? How would you be able to learn the price of Shekvar Adisa? You see clearly that there's a din of Moedim Tatz V'achach Bo Edim Potter, even by Rav Gamliel. But Akaponim says to Shara Melech that the Rambam held that once we bring this price, then we're Behechrich going to have to be Mechalik and say that Rav Nuna's Halacha is not by other knosses, only by Geneva and Tvicha Mechira, and Rav that said that Rav Nuna's in steer with Rav Huna that didn't answer his teretz, that's only because he held that Rav Huna, had he held Rav Nuna's svara, since Rav Huna didn't yet know the other brisa, he should have applied the svara hu adin to Evan. The Gemara and Amid Beis wants to say that the din of Rav Nuna is telling the machlekes sumchas and tanakam. Mar brings a brisa, and the Gemara wants to say that the machlekes is in a case where two edim come in and say that he stole. And he says, yes, I stole. He's moided to the edim. And he's not only moided to the edim that he stole, he's moided also on tficho mechir. But he says that the edim, you edim are lying. It's true that I stole, but you didn't see it at all. And he brings edim and he's mazim these edim, that these edim didn't see him. And the Baal Bayis comes and he brings new edim that say that he stole and he did tficho mechir. So the first Edom have to pay, Lekuliyama have to pay, they have to pay the Kefel to the Bailam instead of the Ganif, because they're Chayiv al Tzkasha Zomam. And the Machlekes is whether or not the Ganif is Bechayiv to pay Tficho Mechir. I'm telling Rav Amnuna, if you'll Moedib Knas Bakach Bo Edom is Potter, even when you Potter Atzmei Beklom, then you'll be Potter. And if you hold like Rav Amnuna, then you're Chayiv. So the Gemara says that the Kefel, he has to pay. Even though he's made there on the Geneva also. But that the Gemara says, I dos the Geneva is machbas edem u de kamayda. And the machlekes is, if you chayv on the tficha. So the Rajbo asks that it seems from this Gemara that everyone agrees to the svara of Beisusa de edem. Everyone agrees that the idah of Geneva is not a good idah. And the reason is because Beisusa de edem. And the Rashba starts off to say that it can't be that it means the Bisusa of the Edom that first came. Because those Edom, he was Mazim. Those Edom, he knew was saying Sheker. He knew he would bring an Edom and he would be Mazim them. And therefore, Behechrich has to be that he was the reason why the Idah of the Geneva is not a good Idah is because he knew that there was Edom afterwards that were going to come and say on the Geneva. So the Rashba asks that the Gemara on Amid Aleph says that there's a Machlaikis. Tanakama Rabbi Blas Rabbi Shimon in this, and we pass him like the Tanakama. So over here we're seeing that Sai Sumchas and Sai the Rabbanon both hold not like the Tanakama. So if Rashba says Enochanam, we have to say that this Machaikis is going, both Shitas are going like Rabbi Blas Rabbi Shimon on Amin Aleph. The Rashba then Chayzer says Chazrani B, says Rishonim are not like that. Says that no, the Bisusa in this Sugya is because of the original Edim. Even though they became Huzam afterwards, still there's a Bisusa because of these original Edim. And therefore says the Rashba that it's not totally in the Machaikis of Blas Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanon. Everyone could agree that if you're mighty because of these Edim,
it's not a good idea.
Truma Zakri also is miyasa this when in his third Tanai, he says that it has to be not machas bisusa the Edim. And he says, even though it's Tolian Machlik Tanakama or Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, and we pass this whole like the Tanakama, he says, Apopikin is a born this Gemara that everyone agrees that there is a din of bisusa. The question is, how? Tanakama and Amar Aleph didn't hold the Edim there, Mamash Rishin Obam, Edim that yet didn't come to be made in Bezdin, is enough to create a situation of bisusa. In order to have a situation of Beisusa that Tanakama holds, you need to have already the Edom already come in. The Marshal also asks this Kasha, and he says a little different teretz. He seems to say a different teretz. He says that since two Edom are already coming to be Mechayev you, so B'shas when you were Moideh, you already Mechayev al-Pi two Edom. And he says, even though those Edom became Huzam, but then we had a different Edom afterwards. So since B'shas you were Moideh, there was Edom and Bezdin that were Mechayev you, and Bezdin reestablished that Pesach of the other Edim, we don't look Bechlal that there was a Haidah that was Mechayev. seems to be saying a different svara, not else be susa the edim. It's a new svara that since b'shas your idah there was edim here, and at the end of the day we say had edim. That's a reason that we don't look at all that you were mechayiv yourself with your idah. There's a Ramban in Sefer Aschus and Ksubis, and the Mukiyesa brings it by us. He brings down a Ravid that discusses if someone's typhus, he's typhus mammon because of a kanas, and then the Baldin is moideh, he's moideh, he's chayiv a kanas. So the Ravid discusses if he has to go give back the tefisa. So the Ramban over there says, first of all, there's no such thing as Aydab Knas Bisman Azeb. Aydab Knas doesn't pass you Bisman Azeb, so we don't have Bezem Mumchen, like we discussed before. And the Ramban says another Svar. It says that the reason why he was Maida is because he saw the Tvisa. It's the same Svar as Bisusa the Edim. Just like Rabbi Shimon says it's a Svar Bisusa the Edim. So he saw you being Taifus Mom from him. He saw he's going to be Chayiv. So therefore he went ahead and he tried to be Maida. So asked the Marshal in the first parak, Baba Kamen, Oisman Dalid, and Yamshul Shleimi asks, that L'chayro, he says it Tema G'dayla, how could the Ramban and the Muki Yosef bring a Raya from Rabbi Lezer Shimon? We don't pass him like Rabbi Lezer Shimon, we pass him like the Tanakamo. The Tanakamo doesn't know the Bistus of the Edom, so how could the Ramban bring a Shita that's Nitches from Halacha? He brings a Raya from a Shita we don't hold like. We don't hold it in a Bistus of the Edom. So says the Truma Zakri, L'fi, what we're saying now, it's like Hashem Midi. Truma Zakri says, L'fi, what we're saying from the Rajpo, that it's a different, on the base also there's a Bisusa, and there's a different Bisusa. Everyone agrees that there's a Bisusa. So the Ramban held that the Bisusa of a Tvisa is like, just like when Edom already came in. If something had already happened, not something that will happen in the future, everyone agrees this is for a Bisusa to Edom. So even though he brings it from Lezer Shimon, but then Etzem Halacha, we just argue on how much, what the Darga Bisusa you need. And therefore, it says the Trumitsky, it's very good to bring a Raya from Lezer Shimon, as we also hold it at Etzem Halacha Bisusa. Say that the Mashal is going to Shitas it. The Mashal, we just said over, learned the Gemara and the Beis a little differently, not like the Rajba. And therefore he had Shver on the Ramban, how could bring a Raya from Lezer Shimon? He held that we don't Bechlal hold the din of Bisusa. Now the Etzim Svaro, why Bisusa doesn't have a din of a dot to pat you, Pashas you learn, is it's a svara that might have a knas potter? Pashti, it's a svara that if a person only did it because of different reasons, he's not coming to go and be moide, so we don't say that he's potter, it's moide b'knas. But there's a Mishnah of Melech that says a moide b'chiddush. He's medayik in Rashi, Mishnah Melech in Kneva, Perakim Alach Ches, he's medayik in Rashi, the Masch Haidah Tficha, Rashi says, that the haidosh ganafti commander omar loy ganafti dummy the makbas kamoy oidi ma the machayev bekerem bekefom shum edus achreinim who veloy mishum oida ase. Rashi says that when he's made on the gneva, the reason why he's chayev in keren and kefel is because of the later edim. The edim that come in later, because of his haidah itself, he wouldn't be chayev. So says the Mishnah Melech, it's a boy in Rashi that the svar b'isus is not dafka svar moide b'knas potter. It's a svar on any haidah, even if someone that comes along and he's made on a moment, and then he comes in afterwards into bed and he says he didn't really mean it. He only did it because he was scared of Edim, but he didn't really mean to patter. He didn't really mean to be made there. It's not really true. And the Edim Be'emes didn't come to be made at the end. The Halacha is that he's patter. So the Fidei Mishnah Melech, you could say the Pshat to Sapida Ramban. The Ramban's Yisoid was that in order to be Mechayiv, in order to be patter yourself from Knas, he has to be that Doido be Mechayiv your Mammon. And the svar of Bisusa is a svar of Bechlal and Aydah Spaldin. It's not Machayiv Bechlal. So the feed of Mishnah Melech is Pashat the reason why Bisusa doesn't have the din of Maida Bechnas Potter. It's because it's not Aydah that could be Chalmi Machayiv and Mammon. But there's a third svar of Shmuel Razovsky and Makis Dapes in footnote Ois Reish Lamed Zayin. He over there wants to say a new svar. He wants to say that the svar of that if you're Maida Machmas Eden, the reason why you're Maida is because of Eden, then we look at Ke'ilu, even though in time your Haidah was before the Eden, we look at Ke'ilu, since you only, the Siba of your Haidah is the Eden, we looked at the Eden was there before your Haidah. And we don't look that the Haidah was here before Eden. And that's Pasha, once Eden come into Bezin and be made, then we don't have any more the Dina Maida B'Knas Potter. So Rav Shmuel says that maybe we can look at it that if the Haidah came Machmas to Eden, we look at that the what was Milchayiv the Knas is the Edim. And your Haidah is just a tuffle to that Chiyiv of the Edim. And therefore, you don't have the din of Maidim Knas Vachach Ba'o Edim Potter. And he says, if you look in the Shach, in Simon Yudal, Tzvkotni and Aleph, the Lash of the Shach is very clear that he understood this way. The Lash of the Shach is Ki'ilu Ba'o Edim kilu the edim came before your aida. That anytime your moida machas be susa the edim, it's kilu the edim came before. And Shmuel just says that this svara doesn't you can't learn this svara if you learn the Gemara like we just said over from the Rashba. That the Rashba learns that the Gemara on the base is also al pisusa the edim, but it's al pisusa of the edim that came in before your aida. So it says of Shmuel that those edim the ma'isa became huza. So those edim be'emes aren't edim that we could use for knas b'chlal. So even if we look at those edim, the be'emes did come before your aida, but those edim the ma'isa we can't use. And Ava Pikin, we say that your aida, which is here without any other edim, the edim that came in afterwards, that the Rashba says, we're not talking about the bisus of those edim, because we don't hold of the bisus of edim that came in afterwards. So the whole reason why your aida is not an aida is only because of the edim that came before. And those edim are be'emes nishken edim, aren't any edim, they're huzam. And we can't use them, so we should remain just with your aida. And Apal Pikain, the halacha is, we say that has a din of, it doesn't have a good din of aida, it's a bisus of the edim. So says Reb Shmuel, it's muchrach from this Rashba that he understood that there's a special svar on bisus of the edim itself, not because it's keilu the edim came before. Muchrach from the Rashba, not like how the Shach understood the din of bisus of the edim. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara brings Amar of Acha Breder of Ikka that no, like Kuliyam, everyone holds like Reb Nuna, that aida the tficha can't pat you. The reason why the Tanakhama holds that you're not chayav to pay for the Tficha Mechira is because the Eidus of the Eidim is not a good Eidus. Since he was Moide, that they were Tavachu Machar, so therefore, the Eidus of the Eidim is Eidus She'iyato Yochel Azima. Since he was Moide, so you can't be Mazim. He was Moide that these Eidim are saying the truth. So you can't be Mazim these Eidim. It's Eidus She'iyata Yochel Azima. And Sumchus holds that there's no problem Eidus She'iyata Yochel Azima, even though you can't be Mazim, still it's a good Eidus. The Gemara asks, how could it be? But Kaim Allah and the Eidus She'iyata Yochel Azima loyav Eidus. The Gemara says, no, Hani Mila Hechad loyadi be'ezer yoyim be'ezer shal. When do we say Eidus She'iyata Yochel Azima is not a good Eidus? When the Eidim don't say when it happens, therefore we can't disprove them. We can't bring a new Eidim to say, oh, you're with us, Imanu Ayisim, Mishal Plaini. But over here, that the reason why the Eidim can't be Mazim is because of the strongest of the Eidus, because he's being Moida to the Eidim, of Achas Yuhu, the Kamasayle, then he holds, there's no problem, Eidus She'iyata Yochel Azima. So, it's upon a vision, Zeche Yitzchok, and Simon Yubayz, Ois Bayz, helps to explain the Machalik Esumchas in the Rabban. He says, he wants to be Mechadish, he's Mechadish, there's two Dinim, and Eidus She'iyata Yochel Azima. First thing is that we have every Eidus has to be able to be machdash them. We have to be able to disprove the Eidim. The Eidim come in and there's no way for us. They say we don't know when it was. We don't remember exactly when it was. And we can't bring in two Eidim to say, no, but you were with us in that time. So we can't trust such an Eidus. It's a chashash b'shaker and we can't trust such an Eidus. And he says the second din that is exerus akosov that we have to be makayim the din azom in these Eidim. Every Eidus has to be able to be makayim the din azom. Which means that we have to be able to give them the einish of azom. So he says that this is the machlekes subchis of the rabbanon. Everyone agrees that there is a din of edus she'iyata yochel azima, but subchis disagrees with the second din. Everyone agrees that there's a halacha when someone says edi yedeya, and we can't disprove his edus, we're chayshish that the person's lying, and therefore the edus is not a good edus. Even subchis agrees to that. But in our gemara, we're not chayshish that he's lying. The reason why we can't be mazib is not because we have no way to disprove. The reason why we can't be mazib is because we have a full haidah to what he's saying. We know 100% for sure that it's true what he's saying. Haidah spaldin kemei edim dami. And not that we can't disprove it, but we know for sure that it's true, and therefore we can't disprove it. So therefore there's no chash b'shaker. All we have is the second halacha. And the second halacha, that's machlek is sukkos mirabbanan. Sukkos holds that the whole din of edus she'iyata yochel azima is only the first din. And the rabbanan hold that no, there's a second din, edus she'iyata yochel azima also. With this yisoid, the Zech Yitzchak wants to explain and wants to answer Astira and the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Milvav Valoy, the Perak Yitzayin Halacha Tes, explains that a shtar that doesn't have a zman, shtar alvod that doesn't have a zman, is kosher. And he says that even though the chayrat edus she'iyata yochel azibo, there's no zman. Says the Rambam that since by Dide Babris, Chazal was besaken that we don't need Yusha v'chakira. Shleitidol Dela has Piftei Lovin. Therefore, says the Rambam that there's no problem of Eidus She'iyata Yochel Azima also. So you see from this Rambam clearly that Midday Raisa, there's a halacha of Eidus She'iyata Yochel Azima by Bobin. And by Halva, there's a special kula that we don't have a problem. As the Zeche Yitzchak, then the Rambam Ritzeach, a parak beis halacha test, when he discusses the halacha of a treifa shaharag, the Gemara Sanhedrin says that treifa shaharag is potter. Why? Because if the edim that come in and say that he killed, if we are matzing these edim, we won't be able to give them misa. But they did try to kill a regular person. They tried to kill a gavra katela. They tried to kill a treifa. So therefore, we cannot be mekayim them, the dinazom. We won't be able to kill them, even if they're saying false edus. And two edim covenant say yibadu yisim. So therefore, it's edus yiyat yochel aziba. We can't believe the edim, and therefore we don't kill a treifa that kills someone else. And the Rambam speaks out that edus yiyat yochel aziba is not a good edus bedinei nefashis. It's mashmah the Rambam that the whole problem with the edus is only bedinei nefashis. Dinei mamonos, it wouldn't be a problem. So the Zeicher Yitzchak says of Fizek, we can answer the stira. The Rambam Melvav Alev is talking about someone that's any idea b'chakiras. Someone doesn't say this man over in his edus. Talking about a shtar she'im b'zman, and that din says the Zeicher Yitzchak applies even by dinim mamnis. That the Rambam in Hilchos Ritzeach by Treifa Shaharav explains that the din of edus she'iyat yochel aziba applies only by dinim defashis. That's because The case of the Rambam over there doesn't apply the first din. There's no chash b'shaka. We could still come in. Two edim could still come in and say ibaru yisem and prove the ed is not true. The problem is only that we can't be mekayim in them the din azom, and that says as a chayitzrog that din only applies by din nefashis or by knosis. He explains because the din that you need to be able to be mekayim din azom is only said by edus where you need to have a gemar din. Because the whole parsha of Azom we know is only in a Gemara Din. The whole parsha of Mekayim, the Din of Kasher Azom, is only in a Gemara Din. And only by Edus Defoshes and Edus of Knossos, where there, the Bezin can only be Mekayim, the person with a Gemara Din. Bezin makes the Chiv, Ayedeh Psak Dira Bezin, by Nefoshes and Knossos. By Mammon, they're just being Mavar. As long as Edom came in and said one way, Bezin will make the person pay. They don't need a Gemara Din. So in Israel, you don't need a Gemara Din. It doesn't apply the whole din of Edus Shiyat Yochel Azima, this second din that would need to be Bekayim, the din of Azama. Because the whole kiyum of Einish Azama is only in a Gemara Din. And therefore, the whole din only applies in Edus that need to have a Gemara Din. And therefore, the Rambam speaks out clearly that this din is only applies by din Nefashis. And he speaks out that the Noyde Behuda in Eved Ezer, Simenai Beis, has a very famous Noise, whether or not there's a din of Edus Shiyat and the Yehuda comes out with the maskara that it's poshet, that there's no such halacha. He brings kama v'kama rayas. So the Zeicher Yitzchak says, if you look through all his rayas, they're all only applicable to the second din, like in the case of treifa shaharag, or in the case of Ergabar, where the person was moideh. The second din, that's true. There's no such halacha by dinim mamonis. But says the Zeicher Yitzchak, of course, it's still by any idea of hakiris, there will still be a problem even by dinim mamonis. Because the Yehuda's rise is only on the second din, but of course the first din of that we have a chash b'shaker of edus that we can't disprove, that we can't come along and say imanu ayisim and disprove the edus, that applies hua de b'dinei babedis, and therefore any idea b'chakiris b'dinei babedis will be possible, not like what the Yehuda paskids and its truth over there.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.